USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with several Senate Republicans after progress stalled Tuesday. GOP complaints were focused on raising taxes to pay for the bill. Biden is now shifting his focus to a separate set of negotiations. A mystery woman in the Mexico City reporters pool Tuesday, identified as a Univision reporter, gushed all over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen, and I voted for you.
Univision denied the woman worked for them, and turns out she was not who the White House thought she was. Video game Fortnite's newest season is here, and it brings some serious star power. For Chapter 2, Season 7, Fortnite players will get their own customizable alien, as well as Superman and Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
A new bill passed by D.C. lawmakers will help keep the United States competitive. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House.
A rare 18th century coin was discovered by a man in the United Kingdom while out walking his son's dog, whose name just so happens to be Lucky. Last month, Norman Atkinson, 66 years of age, stumbled on the George IV 1775 halfpenny while on a public footpath in South Downs. Went on eBay to see how much it was worth after giving it a good cleaning when he got home. Had the 250-year-old coin been in better condition, he could have sold it for around £300. That's about $425. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1856. Nearly 500 members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often informally known as the Mormons, leave Iowa City and head west for Salt Lake City, carrying all their goods and supplies in two-wheeled handcarts. Flash, 1915. United States Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan resigns due to his concerns over President Woodrow Wilson's handling of the crisis generated by a German submarine sinking of the British passenger liner Lusitania the previous month. Flash, 1973.
Mike Allen and Vice Prince are both coming up to him now. The Secretary is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the Harpy. Secretary is in a position that seems impossible to catch. He's into the stretch. Secretary leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Vice Prince is taking second, and Mike Allen is moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretary has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner.
With a spectacular victory at the Belmont Stakes, Secretariat becomes the first horse in Citation in 1948 to win America's coveted Triple Crown. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.